hey, I want to answer your question regarding the vector search, or like, how do I get this vector search? How can you do this? Well, there are several steps here, and this is going to be a while to do anything similar. It's pretty complicated. There's lots of tools out there to help facilitate this. And one thing is getting it working. And the other thing is like getting it working with your platform or with your documents. And it's just a long process no matter how you cut it. So this is why it's better for like the developers to design, implement, and deploy this. And this is why it could be a couple months to get this going, because there's lots of components involved, right? But let's not talk about that. Let's just kind of talk overview of like, how is this actually working? What's going on here? Well, you are essentially doing two things. One is a vector search, and the other is an API call to ChatGPT. You can say they're the same, but they're different. So first off, the vector search. So this is doing a bunch of math, pretty much, using the large language model, which in this case is OpenAI. So how does this work? So you have your documents, and all your documents need to be converted or vectorized using that large language model. And you think, oh, okay, all I have to do is just get a document, convert it to a vector, and put it in the database and be done, right? Not exactly. The document could be too big. Most times it is. So you gotta break it up into chunks, into the token size chunks. And once you have it in these chunks, you vectorize those chunks, and then you end up with, like, let's say, I don't know, 10 or 20 or 5 records or tokens that are vectorized. And you store that into a database. And you can call this database your vector store, if you will, because it has a vector with a specific size. And for OpenAI, I think it's like 1536, specific size. It's always the same size. And so now you have these vectors for each of the sections, right? So of your document, of one document has like 5 sections, or it can be more depending how long it is, right? And it's not that easy either, because you might need to clean up that document, like remove fluff, remove tags, you just want text, and there's like a whole process on that. And just doing that process itself can be a while, or a couple of days just to figure that out. But let's say you have it, you looked into it, and there's third-party tools that would do this cleanup for you, and they make it really simple. And I've seen some like GitHub repos that's like a one-page example, and that should be good enough. But anyways, going back, so let's say you clean your document, you broke it into chunks, and then you store the values to a database, and it's gonna have your, you know, that chunk name, and it might have other references like the document name or the ID name. So then you have this database or this table of vectors. All right, that's cool. What now? Well, then the next thing is you have to vectorize the search query. In this case, whatever you're looking for, right? So in my example, I did the how to reset your phone or iPhone. That's the query. I vectorized that, which means I used ChatGPT or OpenAI to convert it to a vector. And then I did some math, or I used a library called, I think, PG Vector, which is for PostgreSQL database. And it does math, and you can make a function or user function to compare the values, right? And so you're comparing the vectors using math, and then you're gonna get the results, which is gonna be the most relevant. So it's gonna have items that are most relevant in that order, and you will limit it to whatever you want. And that's the difference between OpenAI and other LLMs, is that other LLMs, the relevance is not as high. So if you look at that screenshot, there's a percentage, right? And so in that percentage, you'll see that it's pretty high, meaning that that word matches this section of that document very high. So it's going to have a higher relevance. So you may get a result of like 4 or 5. You can limit that as well. And you may have a higher relevance or lower relevance depending on the LLM model version that you did and certain parameters. But let's just say you picked, you know, ChatGPT-4 model, which actually doesn't make sense in this case because you're comparing the, you're not using that model, you're actually using the text model, which is the text-ADA-002 or now they have 3 small or small. And anyways, you have to use a different model, and that model is for doing the vector search, the comparison, right, of the search query to the document section. So once you do that comparison, you can have your results and you might have 5, right? And so you're like, all right, cool, I'm done, because I know out of all the documents, I have 5 sections that it matched the most relevant. You're like, oh, I'm done. Well, no, not exactly. Now you have the 5 sections. That's good, really good. But you actually want probably an answer of, like, out of those 5 sections, which one is the most, not relevant, but like the answer. Because you can have 5 documents that all talk about resetting phones, but there's going to be one that's going to stick out and win, and that's where you use the ChatGPT-4 model. So how would you use that? Well, you get the same query again. You don't need to vectorize this time because you're going to make a prompt now to the OpenAI, and you're going to say, here's the prompt, and it says something like, based on this question and these 3 sections of documents, what is the answer? Tell me or say I don't know. And it does its thing and it'll tell you the answer. And that's why there's actually 2 things going on. One is using the results from the vector search with OpenAI to see if it gets the answer. If it does, it'll show it on top. If not, it'll just give you I don't know, and then the vector search results on the bottom. So there's actually 2 things going on. And if you want to do one, you can just do one, but you can't really do one without the other. You can't just go and be like, hey, I want to have this question, and I want you to go to all the documents and tell me the answer. No, that's too much data. You have to kind of do it this particular way. You have to do the vector search, you have to vectorize your documents, and then based on that, then you got to go back and be like, based on these smaller sections, what is the answer? And this is pretty much what I did here, but essentially it just 2 things. One is a vector search, and 2 is a API call to ChatGPT. So that's kind of how you would do it. How did I do it? I have a whole different platform, and this is like one of the things that I wanted to add, which is just indexing all the documentation and be able to search through it. But this can easily be implemented in Hudu if they have the technical person to do it and they figure that out on their particular system, right? Because you have to go and like do it in whatever language they code their things in, and they have a whole process of like how or when that gets added to their roadmap. And you know, I don't know how often this would get used up and if it would be a benefit, right? And you know, who takes that cost? Usually the cost is to the end user, and I think Hudu actually has it such that you can put an API key, so that way you get the cost, which is fine, because you know it's going to cost money to index all your documents if you're using OpenAI. How much? I don't know. It depends. That's why you set limits on it. But it could easily take $20 to $40 if you have a couple dozen documents. If you have hundreds of documents, then it could be a lot more expensive. It all depends on how many lines there is, and I say lines, but really the text is what matters. And so this is after you clean it up. And you have to have the same process kind of implemented, because if one thing changes, guess what? You're going to have to re-index. So it could get expensive as you start updating the documents, because it's not like it's a one-time deal. No, it's you do it once, and then as documents get updated, they are constantly re-vectorized. Okay, and that's kind of how it works. And sometimes, let's say 2 years passes, there's a new model, and the older model gets depreciated. So then you have to use a new model to give you enough time. But what does that mean? That means you have to re-index your whole library. So it could be added expenses again, right? So that's kind of the breakdown of how things work.